relinquish this time to you for you to share with us God's word and your work within the kingdom. It's yours, brother.
I didn't say I was ready. There we go. Good evening, everybody. It's been a while. For those of you that think we come every year, that's not true. We were here last 2 years ago, which is why I am that much more beautiful, as you probably noticed. Just as a reminder, we are the Prices. We've been missionaries to Ukraine for 17 years. 14 of them have been in Ukraine, and the last three have been next to Ukraine. The last 3 years, almost 3 years, we have been living in Slovakia, just over the border. We are an hour and a half drive from the Ukrainian border, and I go in and out as needed. But our family has settled in the town of Košice, Slovakia, which is a lovely place to live. Didn't know it existed. Fabulous little city. But it's a weird in-between existence for us, waiting to be able to hopefully one day go back, but not seeing that day, you know, anytime in the near future. But I will, I'm excited to tell you all about what we've been doing. The last 5 years, I've been leading the Ukrainian Bible Institute, which is a Sunset International Bible Institute partner school, and UBI will begin its 29th year on September 1st. So excited to tell you how the school has been doing. But right off the bat, I want to answer the question that everybody asks when we come. Usually it goes something like this. How is Ukraine? Are things getting better over there? No. By a lot of measures, they are got a whole lot worse than they've been the whole war. The last few months have brought a lot of attacks on Ukraine. We continue to get headlines that say this was the worst aerial attack the entire war, since the beginning of the war. And that's really what it is. The ground battles have isolated to the east, and it's kind of very slow moving back and forth. What was the invasion at the beginning coming in with ground forces, that's all gone away except in the east. But the aerial attacks on all cities all the time, never knowing where, sometimes infrastructure, sometimes residential buildings. It's just, it's terrorism, like it's creating terror. And that has been difficult to watch, difficult to even experience. And people had a lot of hope with the new administration, but what's become clear is simply, we have a new president. Russia does not. And Russia's president's been around quite a while and been through quite a few of our presidents. And it seems to be business as usual. And Friday's meeting, which some people hoped would bring something, doesn't look like it's going to bring much, which really, at this point, is not a surprise. So disappointed for that. But the next question, headlines like this. So that chart or that image on the right, there's a group that monitors all of the missiles, aerial attacks, drones that come in every night to Ukraine. And this is what they often look like, coming from all directions, going all over the map in Ukraine. If you are in Ukraine, you have an app, an air raid alarm app on your phone. You put in where you are. And that's how you get your notifications of air raid alerts. It'll tell you what's in the sky, what, you know, how serious it is, and all of that. And this headline on the left was just from several weeks ago, and a couple weeks after that was the deadliest attack on the capital city. And this is just, you know, just the other day. So not good. The other question is, how's the school? How's UBI? I am happy to report. The work at UBI has been fantastic. The stuff that UBI has been able to do be- because of the war, in spite of the war, through the war, has been so encouraging, so uplifting for me personally, and I hope for you to be able to share especially how this last year has been a great year. For a short recap, for those who might not know or remember, the war began in February of 2022. The full-scale invasion began in 2022. UBI went from being a fully residential two-year program in Kyiv, the capital city, to a fully online ministry training school, and now leader of a very large ministry network that is reaching thousands of Ukrainians every single day. UBI's guiding verse, our foundation verse, comes from Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And UBI sees its role as trying to help disciples and churches shine their lights brighter. Our foundation is the Bible Institute, and we've accomplished that by teaching God's Word, equipping ministers for their churches, but now even more so in a way of equipping churches to reach those around them. Our goal is to empower disciples to help their lights shine brighter. This was the... This was our last day of the school year. Most everyone's represented, but every single day there's at least a few people who aren't there because of electricity problems or... even just ministry obligations, now that there is so much of it for every congregation. So to speak specifically about our school, the ministry training itself, we are joined by students now, since we are remote, we are online only, from students all over Ukraine and even into Europe. This last year we had, they're all Ukrainians, but they're in different locations. We had students in Poland, in Germany, even from Athens, Greece joining us. And it is something we couldn't have really predicted a few years ago, to see how many places we would be able to be training students. As I shared a couple of years ago, the war made us relook at how we're doing things, and we've always done things, and we have this freedom now to say, how can we best do what we're doing in today's world with the situation. UBI, for all of its years, was a two-year ministry training school, fall, spring, and doing some reworking of the schedule, trimming some of the classes, trimming some of the fat, maybe, I don't know. Don't want to be disrespectful there, but we got it down to an 18-month program, and then there's an optional 6-month internship. So the students... Our first cycle of 18-month students just graduated in June. The changes that we've made have been extremely encouraging. We've taken away a lot of the break times, which in fact was a lot of the reason it was a two-year program, because we had a whole lot more breaks. And we have had a new focus on spiritual formation, a focus to make sure our students aren't just learning things, but that they leave feeling they have a relationship with God and they know how to maintain their own personal relationship with God and lead their families and lead their churches. They have a class called Spiritual Formations every single Friday, almost every single Friday, and that lasts the entire time that they are with us. That also provides the best opportunity, that class, to allow our students to get to know each other and spend time with one another, because otherwise they don't. We also have brought on some new guest teachers, both Ukrainian and American, and that has really rounded out our program very well. In June, we graduated 13 students, and I'll speak more about graduation in a few minutes, but that is a reflection of how, and this was a surprise for me, our enrollment, despite the war, is going up. To give you some context, in 2021, we had 6 students in the fall start. 2022 was the war year. It was our blip year. In 2023, we had 13 new students begin in September. Last year, we started with 15 students. And this morning, got the 24th application for the school year. 24. I was praying for 20. And I was nervous we wouldn't be able to handle 20. So God has answered those prayers. Beginning this week on Tuesday, we'll start having our student interviews, 30-minute periods. We get to know them, their story, where they come from, and all of that. So it's a surprise to me that we're seeing an increase. But at the same time, given what's happening, maybe it does make sense that we're getting more students. And how we're doing it is allowing those students. In March, we began our very first six-month internship. This is a guided program designed by UBI along with local congregations. So our students finish their 18-month program, and then we give them, the ones that desire to do this, we have expectations on our side, and they have expectations from their congregation. From our side, there are books to read. There's an extra class to take. They are required to read the Bible, the whole Bible, in the six-month period. There are monthly meetings to see how they're doing. They have to turn in weekly schedules to show how they're spending their time, which includes having to take time off and have spiritual formation time in their own life, which is very important. And then from the congregation side, each one of them has a different job expectation based on the church's needs and who they are. So there's preaching, there's teaching, there's children's classes, there's refugee ministries, and these are some pictures of our interns. So they will be finished September 1st, the day we begin class. We will honor our first set of interns, and what we've heard so far is very, very good, and it's been very encouraging. It was scary to start it. So many questions. It was like every question we had, we would answer it, and there would be like eight more questions. We'd answer those questions, eight more questions. It was a big project, but it's gone well. So they finished September 1st. So that's the UBI academic arm. That's the ministry training arm. That's who we've always been, just how it's adjusted in the last few years. But what UBI has become through the war has been something else, additionally, something else entirely, and that is our ministry network. UBI has always done benevolence. We've always helped where we could help, but the war has given us an opportunity to do so in ways we never would have imagined before. The church's response to the war and our partnership with the Sunset International Bible Institute has given us the resources to turn what was always part of the spirit of UBI into this whole other branch that is causing us to grow in uncomfortable but amazing ways. So we have what we call our ministry network, which currently connects and supports more than 35 congregations around Ukraine. Most of these are congregations. Some of them are like prison congregations. Some of them are ministries, but there are 35 churches plus those other things. And for the most part, what we're doing is supplying all of these points with grocery packages. These are designed to feed a family of three for a month. Obviously, it's not a whole lot, but it's more than most people are able to give. And through doing the math, that comes out to be more than 7,000 people every day getting meals through this program. And what we do is get these food packages to the congregations, and those leaders do whatever they want with them. There are no expectations. We don't require they do anything for us. We just ask them to use them. And so most of them go to supporting the communities. They're inviting refugees who have traveled to their cities running from where they were from. They support their own members. But again, to go back to our image, we're trying to help them shine their lights brighter, to empower them. And the response has been incredible. Leaders from the churches are so thankful. They don't want it to end. They said this has been a shot in the arm for their work and their churches. And it has united the churches in Ukraine in a way we've not seen in years. And it's been an honor to be a part of that, to see that happening. We also support a variety of one-time projects, including summer camps and a big ladies' event in Poland, which has turned into kind of a refugee reunion because of where it took place. That's actually where we evacuated to when the war started at the very beginning. And then we also support and give humanitarian aid through people not directly within our own network. And recently, we were blessed to be able to start a fund, a monthly amount, that these churches can now ask us for to say, hey, we want to do a VBS, we need this much money, or our projector broke, or we need some money for this trip or something, so that they can let us know how we can help them grow, and it's not so one size fits all with the grocery packages. And of course, the response to that has been awesome. One of the other things we do, which is near and dear to my heart, is what we call a Serving Those Who Serve retreat. We've done it 4 times. It is now an annual retreat. It didn't start annual, but it's now to an annual retreat. And it is to encourage and equip leaders and other active members from these congregations. So when people show you these pictures and you see all the people getting fed, most of us see all the people getting fed, but for those of us that are involved in this, or at least for me personally, I see those that are doing the feeding, and I know how hard they're working, and a lot of times I know them personally, and how these men have been without their wives and their kids for almost 3 years now, because they went off to another country for safety, and yet these men continue to serve tirelessly and tired, continue to serve, and so we wanted to provide a place for them to rest, relax, and spiritually renew. And so there are spiritual activities that it takes place at a quiet retreat center outside of the capital. And so in June, we had our 4th one. Over 100 people came. And for those churches that we support that couldn't come, they sent video updates. And all of our ministry partners get up and tell us how things are going, what they're doing. And that event culminates in our UBI graduation. And this year, as I said, we had 13. And unfortunately, only 7 could join us live, and that, again, is in connection to everything going on. Traveling's harder and riskier. We had some people pull out simply because some of the attacks started to heat up in certain areas of the country right before the retreat was going to happen, and they didn't want to risk it. So this is a very special event for me, and so what I did this year was record it as best I could while trying to lead it at the same time. So I've brought you a video tonight so you can see and feel just a little bit more than the pictures can give. Give you a little context to the video. So this is me traveling into Kyiv, spending the night in Kyiv, which is where we have an apartment where UBI has its offices, and then the next day traveling out to a city called Irpin, which is outside of Kyiv, where we have the retreat at a Baptist retreat center that's out there. Irpin is a quiet, tiny town that no one cares about, so though you can often hear explosions in Kyiv, it's considered relatively a safe place to have this. I also need to tell you that in this video, you might see a familiar face. Ben Williams, we invited to come with us, to come with me this year to be our guest speaker at graduation, since he teaches courses so regularly with us now. And also wanted to warn you that there are several interviews with Ukrainians, and they are subtitled, so get ready. And if it's not loud enough, tell those guys to turn it up or something. I don't know. All right.
We're arriving. Welcome here to Kyiv.
Woo-hoo. We have arrived. We're in Kyiv, and we've been picked up by Volva. This is Volva.
Hello.
Volva's a graduate of UBI, and he's youth minister at one of the congregations, and does a whole lot of work with our humanitarian aid program. And he picks people up at the train station.
All right, here's the plan. Ben's going to lay there.
That's right. In my preparedness state.
We're going to start the night in our beds. But should the air raid sirens go off, we will move into the safest place in this apartment, on this cot and on that mattress, and stay there while the sirens are on. And hopefully it will be a quiet night.
Thank you.
Well, it was not a quiet night. It was a very, very loud night. Laid down to go to sleep probably about 11, 12 o'clock. The sirens went off, and I'm not exactly sure, but it was like 2 a.m. or something. Started hearing a lot of booming outside and a lot of the defense systems going off. And there was just a lot of explosions. They weren't close to us. They're in Kyiv, but not in our area very much. So you'd hear it. You'd hear the buzz of drones, I think. You'd hear the explosions. You'd hear the defense systems. And it was a long night. We kept getting a notification saying that the air raids were intensifying. Stay in your shelter. Stay shelter. So Ben and I spent the whole night sleeping in the little hallway when you enter our apartment, and feel very tired this morning. Well, what are we doing here today? Why are we in Irpin?
We try to have fun.
No, wrong
with
answer.
Friend.
We are not here to have fun. We are here in Irpin the night before our student retreat starts. Our student day starts tomorrow. And then the next few days, we're having our retreat with our ministry partners. And so those of us that came up today early to get everything ready are here in the park having dinner, having a nice time. We're in the city of Irpin, and it and Bucha were some of the cities that suffered a whole lot in the very first part of the war as Russia was trying to get to Kyiv, the capital, which is just a little bit down the road. And they've put together this makeshift memorial piling all of these cars that were either abandoned or shot up or caught in a crossfire, burned up, and just showing the price, a small price of the cost of war. And it's a little triggering, bringing back a lot of memories of the first dates. It is day one. Today is our day for UBI students and graduates who were able to come, which is not everyone. I think it's about half, maybe not even that. But today is just for them. Today is a UBI day, and I look forward to the time we're going to spend. It is okay if you're not doing great. It's okay if you feel down today. Just share how you're doing.
You might remember a story from the book of Numbers of the prophet Balaam.
Помните история о Балааме из книги чисел?
Те наказывали нас по своему произволу для немногих дней, а сей для пользы, чтобы нам иметь участие в святости его.
Учеба, она меня, скажем так, дисциплинировала и дала мне определенного рода, ну, быть как бы более ответственным. Все то, что требовалось, и как по курсу, по обучению, все нормативы, сдачи в срок, это давало тебе такую мотивацию выполнять это все, делать вовремя. Ну, на самом деле это хорошо в любой сфере, то есть в учебе, в работе, в служении, там, в семье, в бизнесе, чем бы ты ни занимался.
Именно в институте я действительно познала Бога, я поняла Слово Его, я получила очень много инструментов для дальнейшего служения.
В Абуи научился слово преподавать в первую очередь. Преподавать, чтобы оно было понятно, чтобы человек понял, чтобы не было расплывчат эти проповеди, когда. И проповедь должна быть, ну, четкой и понятной.
Абуи дал мне старт. В первую очередь, потому что я пришла вообще с нулевыми знаниями Библии, ничего не знала, не понимала. Все полностью поменялось во мне, я поменялась, вообще мои все, то, что я раньше жила, и сейчас это вообще небо и земля.
Так, я вважаю, что я духовно выросла, и это в первую очередь
помітно мені самій саме по цьому стану спокою, за яким я, ну, скажімо так, і прийшла до Бога. Це була моя найбільша проблема. Ми живемо в такий час, дуже буремний, дуже напружений. Я не знала, як справлятися з цим. В першу чергу, християнство, як таке, хрещення дало мені оцю базу, але розвинулась вона саме протягом останніх півтори року навчання. Ну, і зараз продовжується це саме зростання під час стажування. Я дуже вдячна Богові за це.
В первую очередь любить людей, потому что раньше у меня не сильно была любить, особенно врагов, тех, кто обижал меня. Благодаря знаниям, полученным в ОБЕ, научилась прощать, любить людей.
Я благодарю спонсора за ту возможность, которую дали нам учиться. В моем возрасте это я не ожидал этого, что я могу учиться. Но то, что меня научили, я могу это на практике. Пусть Господь благословит их семьи, чтобы они в дальнейшем работали на Божьей ниве.
The day went really well. Had a very nice time with the students. We've had a lot more people show up for what starts tomorrow. And tonight we're having a special movie night. We've brought popcorn, bought sodas, and we're going to watch a movie together. Это видео.
Мистер Ташман. Можешь посмеяться, Ташман. Такая фамилия.
Okay, today is the first day of our UBI Ministry Network Partners Meeting. This is the fourth one we've done. We call them Serving Those Who Serve Retreats, a time to provide fellowship, prayer, devotional time to the ministers who work so hard, distributing the aid that we're able to get to them. So that day begins now. We have today, tomorrow, and half of Saturday.
Good morning.
So our first activity this morning is for them to break up into groups and have a highs and lows sharing time. Each person is sharing recently kind of a mountaintop experience with some positive and something that they've been struggling with that's really brought them down. And then after each person shares, the next person will pray for them, and they go around in the circle like that.
Я думаю, что здесь очень много внимания уделяется Господу. И вот эти вот за столом, когда мы сидели, то тоже очень приятное время проводишь с людьми.
В последнее время я очень хорошо вижу, что гуманитарная помощь объединяет церковь по Украине. Люди с разных городов, люди с разных общин могут познакомиться с другими служителями.
Это важно, потому что мы обмениваемся опытом. Потому что каждая церковь по-своему несет это служение, организовывает его. И, ну, это важно делиться опытом. А эти встречи, как встречи с друзьями, уже с теми, которыми ты знаком, со студентами, с преподавателями, ну, это всегда приятно встретить. И приятно всегда находить новых друзей.
Доброго дня всем! Слава Господу нашему! Високий стандарт задали брати, всі встигли до сигналу. Она занимается непосредственно, также участвует в выдаче гуманитарной помощи, она ведет учет.
И вот этот посыл, я сейчас про него немножко тоже скажу. Дальше я задаю вопросы, мы обсуждаем, и мы столько всего нового узнаем, что...
И завдяки Украинскому библейному институту, завдяки церкви на Поздняках, завдяки всему служению,
The day has gone really well so far. We've heard from so many of our partners sharing how they're doing, sharing how their ministry's going, and just sharing their hearts about everything. So that has been wonderful. We had a great lunch together, and right now we're back, split up into groups, had a short Bible study with them, and then had discussion questions for them all to get into groups and get talking and sharing among themselves to share their own thoughts, their own feelings about the subject, and then we'll come back together and talk about what they learned or gained from each other. So after that, it'll be dinner, and then we'll be done for the day until tomorrow morning.
Как повлияло? На самом деле, первое, что повлияло, это стало больше смирения, потому что ты понимаешь, что каждый твой день может быть последний, каждый твой час может быть последний, ты каждый день проживаешь максимально живя, да, то есть чтобы не количество дней важно стало, а количество, не количество дней в жизни, да, а количество жизни в днях.
Вот в последнее время я очень хорошо понимаю, что такое жить одним днем. Каждый день мы не знаем, что нас ожидает. Каждый день мы не знаем, что будет завтра. И больше, на что мы можем надеяться, на что мы можем и должны уповать, это Бог. Мы живем в то время, когда мы все больше и больше должны надеяться на Господа и уповать на Его силу, на Его защиту, на Его охрану и на то, что Он всемогущий наш Отец.
Я знал, что это будет именно так. И вот смотрите. Ты же сам начинал?
У нас людей нема, у нас все выехали. Бабуси все пришли.
Today is Friday. Just chilling, listening, Brandon.
Вони інколи задають такі питання, які в мене інколи не бувають.
Это наш брат по Христе Паша. Мы вместе с ним проповедуем здесь о Христе.
Как служителю иногда бывает тяжело, поэтому вот такие встречи, как сейчас, они очень-очень важны, потому что, во-первых, мы видим, что мы не одни, что такая работа ведется везде, мы можем воодушевлять друг друга, мы можем делиться опытом, мы можем просто даже отдохнуть, и это очень важно.
І після цього ось ці самі практики обговорювання, наприклад, більш такого контактного служіння, ділитися тим, що в тебе на серці, насправді. Те, що завжди людина, знаєте, приберігає десь там, внутрі, де держить. Тут, завдяки організаторам цього мероприємства, ти отримуєш саме оці маленькі практики, які дійсно працюють. І кожного разу щось нове є. І це насправді круто. Це потрібно мені, але людям це потрібно, мабуть, ще більше. Так що, фактично два пункти. Це натхнення і це нові практики.
Вот она, звезда. Мне? Это же можно.
Hello.
It's Ben.
Hello.
We're about to have our graduation of 2025. 13 graduates, lots of Christians from different churches came to celebrate with us, so we're looking forward to a very special moment in just a few minutes.
Боже, я молю за Україну, Боже, молю тебе за людей.
Зараз я запрошую Гамау Ігоря Васильовича.
Фріда! Свобода!
graduation went very well, had a lovely time, and now we're all enjoying a very big banquet. The retreat is over. We had a wonderful last day together. Such a blessing. And now it's time to rest. Do you want to say anything?
I love this retreat. This is very cool.
What do you have to say, Vova?
I'll be back.
All right. I don't have too much more to say, but I did want to, if anybody has something to say, I'd love to get your feedback or specific question about something you saw, but what stood out to you in that video, I'm really curious to know.
How do you guys organize your, like, the feeding program?
What do you mean? So we have a team of guys. So it's led by our administrative director. She's been with the school for as long as the school's existed. She's the logistics person and the contact person, but she leads a team of several men in Kyiv who every week are getting the stuff in by mail or actually literally doing the wholesale shopping, getting the things ready and mailed to the people. It's a full-time job for those guys, and they are working a lot to get it out, yeah.
So you mail it out? We mail,
some of it's delivered in our own cars, and some of it's by mail. It depends on the price comparison with gas and how safe it is to get there. Thank you. Good question.
Dry goods mostly?
Yes, yeah, dried goods. Drying, yeah, canned goods and stuff. I know that's the bell, but in case anybody wanted to say something else. Quickly, I just mentioned that people are asking also how we're doing. We're doing well. Ellie will be 3 in October. Justice is 8. We do struggle with feelings of loneliness and sense of purpose. How long do we do this and those kinds of things? And this last spring, we got serious about it, realizing we're coming up on our 3rd anniversary to be somewhere temporarily, and asked ourselves, like, is it time to make a change? Do we need to move back to the United States? What's good for our family? And both of us just feel like we can't leave what we're doing now, and that we're doing something important and are a key part of the process, and feel like we are where we should be. So it comes with some minuses, but it's an honor to be part of the pluses. So, also want to let you know that UBI now has a fully functional website, ubible.org, and from there you can even give directly to the school. This church partners with us in supporting our family directly, but if there's anyone who desires to help to the work of the school beyond us, that's a great place to start, or any questions can come to me. But I thank this church so much for your partnership. It's been several years now. Appreciate coming to share with you every time we do. And keep praying for Ukraine and keep praying for us. But thank you for your time tonight.